Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Here on the program, Imogen Foley. Kia ora, mate. How you doing?
Kia ora, Zach. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very chill, man. You're, of course, from Purple Dog.
Yep.
How is the Purple Dog doing? Is it happy? Does it need to be walked?
Yeah. It does need to be walked. I was going to run with that, but I don't really know where to take it.
No, neither, to be honest. I don't know why I said it. Last time we met was at the Te Kora Kora Live to Air. That was a barrel of laughs.
Yeah.
That was a good time, man.
It was good fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. The setup was very cool.
And that was your first time going to Te Kora Kora?
I'd been there previously just as a music student.
Oh, true. As a music student, of course.
But,
yeah.
And that kind of setup, yeah.
And playing it with Purple Dog, of course. First time doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. I really enjoyed it. What have you been up to in that interim period? In fact, that was months and months and months ago.
Yeah. Since then, we've been gigging a fair bit. We played Dig the Gig, which was super fun. And we've been working on upcoming tracks for release.
Ooh.
Exciting. Well, we'll get into that in a second. I imagine you've had some exams recently. It is exam season.
Yes.
Yes. How have those been? Have you been doing them okay or like, a bit freaked out?
For me... My semester was pretty assignment heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
also like mostly internals.
Had one exam.
Oh, mean.
But I did have like three assignments due in the week before that exam, so I did feel a bit squished by the pressure of it. But I'm all done now, which is nice. I've been like itching to work on a lot of Purple Dog stuff, and now I've got the time and space to do it.
Mm-hmm. What does an exam for music look like? You just have to play Wonderwall on guitar?
There were no... you do that and you fail. For music, well, at least the ones at the papers I took, that there were no exams.
Oh, sorry.
So just internal.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh,
true. Never mind. Yeah. Well, moving on. You, I imagine, are going to have a nice little vacation somewhere for mid-year break.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
I'm going back to Auckland, which is where I'm originally from.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
I'm sorry.
And it's going to be a lot warmer there. I'm excited. And I will... briefly hop the ditch to visit my sister in Sydney.
Oh, sick, man.
Yeah.
I've heard really cool things about Sydney. Sydney and Melbourne don't really get along very well.
Mm.
I like Melbourne. Have you been to Melbourne?
I have. I've got a cousin living there.
Oh, sick. It's always nice having people living in cool places because you have free accommodation.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And the music scene in Melbourne, I've heard, is pretty sick.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a real good time.
Lots of Kiwi bands seem to be moving over there.
I mean, do you know that the second largest diaspora in Melbourne behind, like, Greeks, Greek people, is New Zealanders?
Oh.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Like, I don't know, it's maybe 100,000 or something. It's a lot.
Mm.
It's a lot. Now, I want to talk about the song Always and Forever, which is currently Waru 8 on our top 11 countdown. Would you look at that?
Mm.
There's a line in here, I could be a baby. Would you rather be a baby forever, or would you rather have your voice replaced with Trump's?
Oh my god.
Mm. What do you think? What's worse? Because being a baby forever is not a very fun situation.
No, you're pretty helpless.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
Oh god.
I could be a baby.
Oh,
always god. And forever.
Just everything that's attached to that person, I would hate to be associated with, eh?
Yeah.
But also,
it's a catch
being a baby, like, I wouldn't be able to be part of Purple Dog, because a baby can't really sing.
Mm.
So
you'd have to relinquish singing, though. I mean, there's always ways of getting around having a bad voice.
Not being able to talk, though? Like,
yeah,
you're a baby?
True. Oh, I mean with the Trump voice, though.
Oh, yes.
You can actually replace your vocal cords. Get, like, that smoker thing and be like, I am. You know?
Okay, yeah. I could, like, change the genre a bit. We could go a bit more, like, heavy.
Go industrial with it.
Yeah.
Massive Purple Dog vibe shift.
Yeah. Or maybe I'd work on, like, changing my voice if I were to get Trump's voice.
Mm.
So that I don't sound like him as associated. Like, maybe sing really high, like falsetto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a falsetto?
That is when you tap into your like, higher register.
Okay.
So like instead of like ha, it's like ha. Yeah.
Oh yeah, cool. Mean. How do you feel about the idea of eternity? Because you know the song is always and forever. Mm. It's a permanent state of being.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it can sometimes be quite comforting because mm-hmm. I feel like there's this idea with like love that you once you've found love, you want it to last forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we know most things don't really last forever,
nothing does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the cruel fate of the universe.
it's like a comforting thing for people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the actual idea of eternity doesn't freak you out?
No, because like, I'm not going to be here forever. So, yeah, I wouldn't even be able to witness it, you know?
Yeah, fair.
So, in our perspective, nothing is eternal.
Everything's temporary, and yeah. I think, even though... the end of temporary life is scary, I think it is good, you know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine living to infinity. That'd be horrible. Now, a big part of the promo for this track has been that it's a real summery vibe that can kind of mitigate winter blues.
Yeah.
Has that worked for you with this track? And what other summery songs elicit a similar effect?
I would say yes. The song has definitely cheered me up in the winter blues. Because currently in Dunedin, we were just talking about this before, like the sun is rising at like 8:30 and setting at like 5.
Mm. So, at 8:31.
Yeah, literally. So there's not much sunlight and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining a lot.
It's real windy too lately.
It's windy. It's really better. Freezing. My flat is cold. I can see my breath.
Mm-hmm.
So playing music like that, it genuinely has cheered me up a bit. Listening to that kind of sunshiny, like jangly guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I've heard from a couple of my friends that have played the track. They're like, oh, like it's such a nice cheer up, which is nice to hear.
Mm.
And songs that I think elicit that same sort of summery vibe. First thing that came to mind was Spacey Jane.
Oh yeah.
Nice. I think they're real cool because even though their lyrics sometimes are about like more darker themes like being anxious or stuff like that, the overall sound and like feeling is quite upbeat and uplifting.
It's about how you package it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I just started thinking of like Phaser Days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
She's awesome.
That song Jennifer by her.
Oh,
yeah. Incredible. Yeah, I write Phaser Days a lot. The new record I still haven't really sunk my teeth into, but she's coming to Christchurch soon, which is very very exciting. Super exciting.
Yeah, you're gonna go.
I have a trip planned for Christchurch the week before that, but I'm gonna see if I can rearrange with my friends to change that. Now, you mentioned before that you're going to be working on a lot more Purple Dog stuff. Does that mean we can expect a project to drop later this year?
I want to say hopefully.
Hopefully?
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. I mean, part of group projects, it's not always like exactly when you want things to happen, but definitely like, yeah, pushing for like a lot more stuff to be released, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our stuff we recorded at Sublime last year, so I'm really excited to get those tracks out because I feel like they're more representative of our sound as a band.
Nice. Do you have any ideas of an EP name? Would it just be self-titled?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
And I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas for an EP name?
Oh my god. Never mind. I was going to do a joke, but I can't even get the words out. I say Tipimba Butterfly 2, but never mind. Very, very silly here on the one. You know, you're what, second, third year?
I'm actually in my fourth year.
Fourth year?
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True. Rest of the band, similar?
We've had a bit of a mix. Most of them are the year below me.
Mm.
Jamie, who's our new drummer, is in second year, mm-hmm. but our old drummer was the year above me. So we're spanning across
intercollegial. Intergenerational band. Well, I was going to say, is this a band that is bound to the University of Otago? You know, if people stop studying here, will you keep it up by distance? What is the long-term plan?
That is a great question. It's something that we started yarning about the other day.
Mm. The future.
Yeah.
Do you see a future with me?
I think it's really just wait and see.
Mm. Play it by ear.
We have... Oh, I really want to say stuff, but I can't. We have exciting things happening later in the year.
Okay.
So it's like seeing how those exciting things go, and then we would just go from there.
Yeah.
Take it as it comes.
So many bands these days are, you know, operate by distance. I mean, like Marlon Streaming, one of those guys is in England... Phoebe Rings, one of those guys, is in England. There's a lot of people in England, is the point I'm trying to get at. We should all move to England. No, but I mean, it's very easy these days to, like, you know, record bits, send them over to be chopped up into a song. It's doable.
That's true, actually.
Back in the old days.
Yeah, I think that's kind of nice, because I think it's cool when bands stay together for a while. And like, solo projects are cool, but there's something special about a band or people collaborating together.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than like necessarily one vision from one person.
Fair. Have you thought about doing a solo thing?
Well, I've always been working on solo stuff like by myself, but right now,
solo stuff by yourself?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know that is crazy. Well, I guess you could work on solo.
No,
I know
I'm being a dick. I'm being a massive asshole
on solo stuff, but I don't. I just want to pour everything I can into Purple Dog.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Well, let's hear this new song, Always and Forever. Do you have any final words for the lovely listeners out there?
Thank you for listening and all your support. And I hope you enjoy the song.
Mm-hmm. Ka pai. Here is Purple Dog with Always and Forever, which is currently at Waru 8 on our top 11. We'll have news very shortly after. Keep it real.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.